Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
D1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Just one more day before the Ohio State football team takes on Miami in the Cotton Bowl. Head coach Ryan Day spoke earlier today on how he keeps the team focused during bowl week.
When you get guys into the routine, they're able to focus and concentrate more on the preparation. And that is a challenge, though, when you go to a different environment like this, is to avoid the distractions. And that's a big emphasis point.
Kickoff tomorrow night is at 7:30. More Ohio State football news today. Quarterback Julian Sayin was named the Sean Alexander Freshman of the Year. This award is given to the nation's most outstanding freshman. Sayin won the award over Miami wide receiver Malachi Toney, who was also a finalist. And NBA news, Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was diagnosed with a hyperextension in his left knee that he suffered last night. The three-time MVP will miss at least the next 4 weeks. This one's sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course to results. Drop weight your first week and every week. Awaken180weightloss.com.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. How was your week? We're back, baby.
Well, I was here yesterday. So my Monday was fine.
Well.
But now you're here.
I mean, you were gone for a week, though.
I don't remember that.
Give me that, at least.
How you doing,
Ted? Don't give me that. Oh, I was here yesterday.
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
We were all here yesterday.
All right.
Me, Teddy, Tress.
Okay.
Chris Collinsworth. We were all here yesterday.
Tell you what. Hey, Teddy. How are you, man? Was the week good?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Mike.
Good.
Before we start, I have a little behind-the-scenes drama, I guess, to start. Around here, because I'm sure it will be drama and there'll be some sort of email that goes out later. How dare you be mean to people?
Uh-oh.
But we have, at this station, I'm talking radio, TV, I don't know what the hell's going on. Absolute animals who work here. Absolute animals. I walk in and the ping pong table that Timmy and I care for.
You sent
clean it.
You sent me a picture of this yesterday. And we have seen the ping pong table in poor condition before.
Various states of disarray.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen just about anything. And we know that the ping pong table just has been relegated to a crap table. That's all it is to people. It's a crap table. Anytime we have things that come to the station, it just gets thrown onto the ping pong table. And then you and me, we have to, you know, get rid of the stuff. A lot of times we will take out the trash, like if there's a food drop or something and it's all on the ping pong table, we'll take it over to the garbage and then we'll spray it down, clean it up. And we know that there's other people on the TV side that will use it.
Well, of course we know. Unless
we know there's that for a fact.
Indoor hurricane that comes through.
Yeah.
And just mangles the net. The net was completely torn apart. Just sitting there, torn apart, off its moorings, as the sailors would say.
Yes, there were no moorings left.
Ridiculous.
It's like Hurricane Isaiah ripped through this thing.
Look, you and I use it. We also care for it. We never leave it in a state worse than we started, ever. But every time we come in here, it's in various states of disarray. And this particular time, around Christmas, no less, was the worst I've ever seen it. I don't know what type of person, and I say this to my 8-year-old in the house.
It's actually people. Because
that's right.
The photo that you sent me, there were doubles.
There were four paddles on the table.
It was doubles pong, which was going on.
They left it in disarray. They had no regard for anybody else who wanted to use it. It's like I'm living with children here. We got grown-ass people, in theory, that work in this building, and they have no respect for others. Well, I used it up, and that's all I care about. I'm going to walk away now.
It is disappointing that it's happened. I don't know why it surprises you, though.
Death penalty.
It seems like it's surprising to you. Have you ever been into our restrooms here? You've seen the condition that those are left in.
Have we ever been?
We have people. Not only do we work with people, animals, that can't flush the toilet after they pee, we have some that can't flush the toilet after they take a crap. None of it makes any sense to me. And there's this excuse that flies around about, it's an automatic flush, and sometimes the sensor doesn't catch me and it doesn't flush.
You manually push
the button then. Never in my life have I actually pushed that button and it doesn't flush. I've never seen any situation happen where you've needed a plunger for those toilets. They have flushes like jet engines. They're the loudest things you've ever heard, and somehow we can't seem to get
the flush
done.
Get out of here, Fish. Don't even talk to me about On Topic. This is On Topic. All right, this is what people need to know. People need to be shamed. One more thing.
Is he getting at us already?
One more thing.
Is he there in the chat?
I don't know if he's in the chat or not.
No.
I just saw him out of the corner of my eye.
Uh-oh.
One more thing. Whoever used the bathroom today before me was a pee-pee job. All right, and sometimes there's some incidental shedding.
I think it was Jen?
It wasn't Jen. No, it wasn't Jen. Jen's good and clean. This is someone who stands. There was some incidental shedding.
That's what you think.
We've seen some pubage on the rim. And look,
Is that the proper term?
I've become accustomed
pubage?
To a stray pubage here or there. However, the person who was in front of me.
Get a little toilet paper and wipe it
like
down.
Rapunzel down there. I've never seen them so long. You gotta trim. You gotta get a weed whacker for down there. There's people here.
We are proponents of manscaping. We have discussed that. It's something that you got to do. It's something that you have to take the time.
The length that I saw
once every 3 weeks or so, you do a quick little trim. You get a special set of dedicated clippers, obviously. You can't be using the same clippers you use in your face. That's disgusting. You get the job done. It takes 5 minutes.
Have some pride yourself and respect up a little bit. For your fellow coworkers.
That's all I'm saying. I don't even care if you are disgusting like that. But if you see that you have left something, well, then you clean it up. They're yours. Why would you just walk away and leave it like that, especially at work? It's one thing if it's at your own home and you're just going to disgust your children and your wife. But to actually leave that there so other people that you don't live with can see you in that way, I don't understand it.
Oh, we got a big program today. I swear to God, I'm not going to be so angry. Actually, you know what? I can't make that guarantee. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. What's going on behind the scenes here at the radio station other than we got someone with Rapunzel pubes? Jen will tell us. Rapid fire. At 4:30 and a game show at 5:30. Man, this is a lot
this
of show.
Is a big
this
show.
This is too much girthy Tuesday show.
Thank God we didn't try to cram this in tomorrow when we have one less hour to do it because we'll have a game day schedule tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow's going
to
be a total disaster.
Yes. I want to remind everybody, you will hear us tomorrow from noon to 2. Obviously, we have Ohio State football tomorrow, so with that being on a Wednesday in the middle of the week, we still get into our game day programming, so we've got the pregame show and the tailgate show that goes from, 6 hours before, 5.5 hours before the network coverage start time, so we have to adjust things accordingly, so we'll go from 12 to 2, 2 to 4 is the pregame show, 4 to 6 is the tailgate show, leads us right up to network coverage.
People get the gist of it, Timmy. Thank you.
I'm just trying to be thorough.
Tomorrow, we'll be on from noon to 2. And we'll get tons of complaints.
Because it's Rothman and Ice time.
Well, they're not used to us.
They like to listen in to Rothman and Ice.
Nobody understands it.
That's okay.
But I appreciate it.
It's all right.
It's all right, Johnny. I'm sorry, Johnny.
Oh, the game show. The game show is going to be a final exam version of a game show.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, it's going to be a compilation. We've done many game shows throughout the year, so this is the final exam. We're going to test to see how much you were paying attention, how much that you retained, and also just some questions about the show throughout the year and things that have happened.
I contend.
You contend.
I contend that we change the name of game show, which is not even a real name. It's just, hey, game show today.
Yeah, right.
We give it a name. We call it Timmy Time. And the reason I want to call it Timmy Time, this came to my attention yesterday. Fish sent it to me. There is a children's show in England called Timmy Time about a sheep and all his friends. Is there a theme song?
Yes.
Yes, there is. This is not, by the way, us putting it together. This is an actual thing across the pond. They love their Timmy. Timmy Time. Come on now. That bit writes itself.
You know what? As a guy who goes by Timmy now, we got a lot of things out there in pop culture. There's been a lot of characters and a lot of TV shows and movies named Timmy. So we have a lot of stuff.
Timmy!
For example.
All right.
Timmy! You got Tim from Jurassic Park. The kid that gets electrocuted up and down the block.
They're all idiots.
They're all people in positions of weakness, is what I've come to find
except
out.
Except the little lamb.
Well, he's a little lamb.
Timmy's the little lamb. He likes to get in mischief.
Do we
and
any...
just like you like to go in the fields late at night and do the lambs.
Like Tiny Tim, like tiptoe through the tulips, right? That guy.
I like how you didn't even respond.
You blow right past the bestiality. I'm doing lambs.
Much like you do,
I'm a big
the lambs in the field.
That's good. I'm a big fan of veal.
That's not lamb. It's baby cow.
What's lamb? What's lamb?
Lamb is a baby sheep.
Lamb didn't have a special name?
Yeah, it's called lamb.
Ah, damn.
There's sheep. Then its kin is lamb.
Boy, that was really stupid.
Tonight!
Whoopsie.
My God. All right, Jackets get a big win last night. I proposed something for them. And Chip Kelly is weird. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's in the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side before 33. Expected to be stop and go there from Allen Creek Drive. And there's a slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get Super Sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but Super Sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super Sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Rock
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of snow showers on and off today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and cold with temperatures in the 20s, but with the gusty winds, feels like down into the teens. Some chances of snow overnight, lows down into the 20s, and then for New Year's Eve, we will see a chance of snow later in the day, which could impact your evening plans. Breezy winds and highs near freezing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you guys about our friends at Tri-State Men's Health because the new year is almost here and improving your health might be one of your big resolutions. But when you're tired and you're low on that energy, maybe you're not sleeping well or not seeing progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. That's why our friends at Tri-State Men's Health are here. If you're struggling with any of those things I just mentioned, the reason might be low testosterone. Low T, as they call it in the biz.
Mess you up.
Oh, mess you up big time, man. So what you do is you go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com. You take the quick little low T quiz. It's very simple. It'll help you. Here's what you don't know. That guys in their early to mid-30s, you start losing 2 to 3% of this stuff every year. Happens gradually. And then before you know it, you're not feeling like the same guy anymore. So check them out. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. You get that first visit, $99, the TMPSA test. You sign up for the treatment the day of the appointment, and your visit is free. TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
I just walked down there. I talked to Fish. He's the boss. All right? You missed the first segment. It was me yelling and screaming about how nobody pays respect to the ping pong table that we have here. The net was all torn up in disarray. I have no problem with you using it, but that doesn't mean you have to destroy it. It's here for all of us. Think about your fellow employees. So it doesn't end there, though, because I marched down there. I said to Fish, we have cameras. We have security cameras that are focused on that table.
The very security cameras that you guys have seen us play in breaks.
That's right. I want IT to go back and look at that footage so we can find out once and for all who is desecrating the and defecating on the ping pong table.
You know what? You may as well defecate on it. You may as well.
You're symbolically doing it.
I'd rather you just take a big giant crap on it and really get the point across.
I also
because that's
said
how you're treating
him,
it.
By the way, he's going to do it. Fish said he's going to do it. I also said to him, I want cameras in the bathroom so we can see who has Rapunzel pubes. And he said, oh, no, sorry, we can't do that. So I got one out of two.
One out of two.
I got the cameras over here to check out the ping pong vandals. However, the Rapunzel pubes will remain a mystery until I install my secret camera
no.
in there.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to take a look at it.
No.
It's not for pervy things.
I like to watch and make a toilet. I wouldn't recommend going down that road.
Jackets win in Ottawa last night. So here's the thing, Teddy.
Streaking.
Here's what I think we should do. They're not streaking. All right, three wins in a row is not
That's
streaking.
That's called a winning streak.
They need more than that. But
no, I know
they had the mechanical problems with the plane yesterday. I think for every single road game going forward, you leave the afternoon of for the game. You get in there. Forget about like morning skate, crap like that. That's overrated BS. You got guys go in there, they're bleary-eyed. They got no sleep, and you roll in like that. Because don't we always hear stories like that? Oh, this team came, and they had problems, and they were here for 5 minutes. They came in, whipped our ass, and left.
I feel like the Capitals did that. Well, the Capitals. It doesn't matter what the conditions are, right? Whenever it's a game against the Washington Capitals, here, there, on the moon, they have no sleep. They have no transportation. They just get the job done. But I feel like, I don't know if this is happening to the Jackets more than other NHL teams, but obviously we do this stuff and we have the Blue Jackets radio network, so we never really miss anything when it comes to a face-off getting moved or a late change. I feel like every year something has been happening to a Jackets game, and there was it might have been last season where a game almost got missed. I couldn't believe that they still wound up playing it.
Well, maybe it was
hours late.
Joe Hackett would fly on wings. The propeller, plane.
What are you talking about? Like they have the
Sean Monahan's out there trying to get the propellers to start.
The plane from Major League, the Cleveland Indians plane.
That's exactly.
Right. It's got duct tape on the wings out there.
Well, I guess this will do. No, it won't.
What's the name of the airport in Wings?
Tom Nevers Field. Lowell Mather was the mechanic. Maybe that's the problem here. You need Lowell.
Is that THC? Thomas Hayden Church? He played him?
Yeah. THC?
Yeah.
Is that what they got there in the marijuana too? The THC? Yes, Timmy. That's correct.
Thank you, Mike.
So good job for the Jackets last night. Falcons get a dramatic win over the Rams last night.
Tried to give it away.
Yeah.
After being up 21-0.
Yeah. Here's big news, though, today. Got a big commitment over at Ohio State. Five-star defensive end.
DJ Jacobs,
the number 8 overall prospect, number 1 overall for defensive ends. This is the 2027 class. So everybody was in on this guy. Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Notre Dame, Oregon, Texas A&M, Miami. So he decides to come to Ohio State.
He's actually the number 1 overall recruit, not just position-wise, depending on where you look. I think 24/7 Sports.
24/7 Sports has him at number 8.
They have the composite, which is the compilation of everything out there that they pull ratings from, but just their own, he is the number 1 player in the country. Let's not undersell what a big get this is, especially when you consider that
he's from Georgia.
And his godfather is Mark Richt. That's his godfather. His dad played there, and somehow the relationship stuck, and they were very, very close, and he became his godfather. So to spurn Georgia and come to the Buckeyes here, this is fantastic news for Ohio State.
He's from Roswell, Georgia. He said, "Coach Day, Coach Johnson, man, they just treated me like family. This is a big moment for me, so I definitely trust them with everything in my future." He's 6'5", 225, says he brings elite quickness, explosive athleticism, and overpowering strength, the defensive end position. Look, we've had a lot of talent come through here, especially at that position. And we've had some guys that look like they were grown-ass men from day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps he is the next in a long line. Of course, we have to get to actually getting him on campus in 2027 The recruiting cycle, even though he commits, that never ends. He can decommit, go someplace else, get a better NIL deal. It's all going to happen. It can happen, I should say.
Do you look at recruiting differently? I know I
absolutely
do.
You have to.
I mean, as far as 2 or 3 years ago, and even back then, I would say we've still been sort of living in this era for 10 or 15 years now where a verbal commitment was never the end of the road. I would say, depending on who the subject was, you might feel a little bit stronger about it because we got people that cover Ohio State recruiting for full-time jobs, and they know, they've got intel, they talk to their families, they have a better idea of how these guys are with their commitments. But now when you've got name, image, and likeness, and the funds are changing all the time, you just don't quite know if you're going to get the guy to the finish line. But hopefully with him, because he's such a big-time player, you're going to have everything that you would want to offer this guy.
More news today. Chip Kelly is the new offensive coordinator at Northwestern.
What an interesting hire. What a
That's a good way to say it.
Especially with Ohio State's offensive coordinator position about to be open going into the offseason, and he's right there, and we're going to Northwestern.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, it's the fact that he's a 60-something-year-old man, and he's, you know, coming off of this massive failure, whether it was his fault or not. He was the highest-paid coordinator in the NFL. Didn't even last a year. He's getting all that money. He's made tons of money. He's been a head coach at various levels. And this is what you want to do with your golden years? Go to Northwestern, be the offensive coordinator? Look, I've said this for a long time. I've never met a normal football coach, but some are even more whacked out than others. Like this guy, does he really just, he has nothing else to do? No other hobbies or interests or grandkids?
No.
You know, let's take the grandkids for ice cream? Like none of that.
Maybe we got to stop wondering about some of these guys. Maybe it's almost like it's
I can't help it. I got to try and get in his head.
It's back on us now where we need to stop trying to figure this out. We tried to figure this out. It doesn't really make any sense. You've been a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. That didn't work out. You backslid back to college football. You were at UCLA. You just keep tumbling back down. You reached the pinnacle. You're at the top of the roller coaster hill, and you've just been traveling down. Now we're at Northwestern. What's next? What's after Northwestern?
I don't know.
When this doesn't work, you're going to be the OC at Liberty? Like, what? Where is it going to be?
I don't know. Lincoln Riley is throwing some shade at Notre Dame. Details in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side before US 33. It's moving a little slow there from Alum Creek Drive. And expect a slowdown on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming, SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
I'm in some discomfort today. I've got like 2 bug bites on the top of my right foot.
Bug bites?
Yeah. It's
0 degrees outside.
0 degrees. Have you lived? We were just up around 60 degrees 2-3 days ago.
Bugs biting you? What are you talking about?
Why can't I be a human? Bugs bite.
I'm trying to figure you out. I know bugs bite, but where are you?
I have a dog. I have to go outside and walk this thing 17 times a day. All this dog does is sits by the front door.
He's got 2 dogs.
Taps and annoys me until I take her out.
He walks the dogs. Teddy, are bugs biting you in almost January?
No, I have no problem with the bugs.
Look, I call you, and I shouldn't, I guess. I got to go back in time and negate the nickname Good Clean Boy, because you're not. I think you're filthy, and you have bed bugs. You're a disgusting pig.
I don't have bed bugs?
Where are they coming from?
I haven't started sleeping in the nude yet, so they're not bed bugs.
What does that have to do with
anything? I have a clean bed. I wash my sheets. I wash my body. I take hot showers with warm soap. I shampoo my hair. I am good and clean.
What do you think? The bed bugs just crawl out of your ass? What? No, maybe you got them on your foot.
They're not, it's, I've
from
looked,
the outside, you I've brought
looked,
them in?
I've looked at the bite, and they don't appear. They're not bed bugs. I've looked at the photos from the internet. I've never knowingly had bed bugs in my entire life.
Nobody
just gonna
does.
Up and get them at 41 years old?
Until yes. What is it? Is it an age thing?
No, it's not an age thing, but
I've never had them. Well, that's true of anybody until the first time they do.
My run of not having bed bugs because of the clean environment that I'm always in.
I don't think you're that clean. I take it back.
I'm not letting you take it back. You're the one that's just picking scabs and bleeding all over the studio back here.
I'm with my wife now. How did we get turned around on me?
You did it. Because you're throwing barbs saying that I'm a dirty man. Or a dirty boy because I've got a couple of bug bites. You should be saying, that's too bad. I'm sorry about that.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
When was the last time you washed your sheets?
3 days ago? Three days ago.
I don't believe you.
Weekend.
I don't believe you. You have to burn them. Go home. You burn them.
Well, I would be willing to sacrifice the set that's on the bed right now if there's any chance at all of that. But I think it's something that's
maybe
been,
you have fleas. I think maybe it's you got been, fleas.
No, they're bigger. Like almost, you know, spiders have gotten a hold of me before. I've had the brown recluse
spiders
bite.
Have gotten a hold of me
yeah,
before.
Yeah, the bad
you're like
ones.
Ron Weasley in the forest.
I've had the brown recluse bite before. They're very poisonous. Sucker took me down. I was on crutches. My ankle was swollen. Four times its size.
I'm getting all these messages now saying, I had the same thing that Timmy has. They're bed bugs.
Seriously.
Yep.
Everybody's saying that in the chat?
Yep. Super Tombs in the chat. Timmy has bed bugs.
Bed bugs come whether you're clean. No, everybody. Everyone's
says bed
just
bugs can't
no,
come whether they're
no.
clean or not.
Everybody's saying bed bugs because you said bed bugs. No one has any idea what bit me. If there's a couple of bug bites, that's it. It's not all over my legs,
look,
all over my
if
arms.
If it was one
it's two little bites.
Stray bite, then I'd say, all right.
When you get bit by mosquitoes.
This is there's no mosquitoes out right now.
There could have been some mosquitoes hatched out there. It was 60 degrees. It was unseasonably warm.
It doesn't matter. They know it's not time to hatch.
I'm going to have to get an environmentalist on to see if it's possible.
Yes, that's what we're going
to
do.
That I got bitten by
Teddy,
something other than
him.
A bed bug.
Go ahead and book him or her. I'm sorry. The environmentalist to come on and tell Timmy he's filthy.
We'll do that for tomorrow's show. Nothing else going on.
Thank you.
They're saying that I spent the night at Knight's Inn. You ain't getting out of there without bed bugs, I'll tell you that.
USC coach Lincoln Riley said that Notre Dame failed to follow through on its pledge to play the Trojans anytime, anywhere, in rapidly rejecting the school's proposal to continue the historic series in 2026 and 2027. He's speaking in San Antonio, where USC is going to play in the Valero Alamo Bowl tonight.
Oh, it's a good one.
He said, we took Notre Dame at their word that they would play us anytime and anywhere. That proposal was rejected. Not only was it rejected 5 minutes after we got the call, it was announced that they had scheduled another opponent, BYU, which I'll give them credit. That might be the fastest scheduling act in college football history. So he's saying
he's angry
that it was so fast because they were talking to BYU behind USC's back. Notre Dame reneged?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right term?
Yeah. Make sure that you pronounce it that way.
No, I know. The other way.
Yeah.
Bad. Mess you up.
No good, man. No good. But. When it comes to scheduling
Jake,
here.
Jake Butt.
Jake Ass. Jake Butt's the good one. He's the good Michigan broadcaster.
He's a good, hardworking boy. Let him bring in your mail.
Only good one we've had. We have wanted to see the rest of college football sort of blackball Notre Dame when it comes to scheduling. So I don't know why Lincoln Riley is so upset about all this. He wants to put on a mad face and make it sort of initially look like this was all Notre Dame, and that's all well and good. Is this a series that you would tragically miss? I don't feel like like the connection with old time college football and sitting around and watching USC Notre Dame does a whole lot for me. Maybe that's just because of the investment that I have with Ohio State football. I'm sure that there's a lot of fans out there that that game still does matter a lot to, and I'm cognizant of that. But this is more about Notre Dame needs to get with the program.
I was reading something last week saying that, you know, not like this rivalry is not interesting. And, you know, we had the same thing with Michigan and Notre Dame, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go back and you look at the actual television ratings for USC and Notre Dame, it's barely cracking the top 10. For college football games.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't really do
much. That sort of adds to my point there.
But now you got BYU.
Oh, well, that is going to be...
The whites of Utah, they'll be all over this.
My neighbors.
Your nemesis.
My neighbors. The
nemesis.
Who became football players, BYU stars,
mm-hmm.
Family legacy.
Big Ten football today. So I told you we have the Alamo Bowl, San Antonio, USC, and TCU. That's at 9 o'clock. Also, Illinois and Tennessee in Nashville for the Music City Bowl. That's at 5:30.
We got some games coming up here that we're starting to get to the conference bragging right type of games. Would you agree?
Do we still look at them like that?
I don't
like conference bragging right. Like,
I was thinking about this because for the most part, you can't just take
Illinois
a bowl record.
Goes
You're right.
To Nashville, plays a de facto road game. Against Tennessee.
Right.
And we're supposed to look at that as, oh, yeah, the SEC wanted it or the Big Ten wanted it. Doesn't matter. And say that's the biggest thing.
I'm not saying it's the biggest thing. I'm saying when you get the bowl slate for your conference, a lot of it is going to be crap on the front side. And the Big Ten, I think, has won every single game they played so far. And again, I'm not using just that to say, oh, they're the best. We know that the Big Ten is right up there. It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. These are the two conferences, though, that get in on that type of stuff. There's a few games, and we're getting to them now, where I look at the matchups, and I would say if most of the guys are participating, you could use these
games are, Timmy?
As a litmus test.
Playoff games.
Well, no, I'm obviously the playoff games.
Right, I'm just saying, I don't
obviously
care.
Obviously those.
Back in the day, maybe we would look at the whole collection of what your league did during bowl season and mm-hmm. say, aha, yes, that's right, Minnesota beat South Carolina. Suck it! But in the age of the playoffs, here's what I know. Big Ten teams have won the national championship the last 2 years. Can you honestly tell me what happened in other bowl games, not in the playoffs the last 2 years?
No. I do feel, without looking it up, that when you get to that middle part of the conference, because the SEC always likes to yammer about their depth, right? Oh, it's the depth of the conference. It's the middle of our conference. It's the back end. All those teams that struggle because we cannibalize each other. I feel like the Illinois of the worlds, those types of teams, they usually come up positive in bowl season. Minnesota always seems to go out there and win you a bowl game. And a lot of times it's Big Ten versus SEC. What I know is that none of this matters at all because all it matters is what Ohio State does.
Yes,
I don't care what the rest of the Big Ten does. If the rest of the conference is pure crap and they go out and win the national championship, well, then you have done your job. None of the rest of your league even matters.
All the inside news and notes you need. Inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road due to that construction. And we've got a five-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side before 33. It is stop and go from Allen Creek Drive. This report is sponsored by Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind Sesame Street. The world needs Sesame Street, and right now, Sesame needs you. Donate today at sesame.org. That's SESAME.org. Elmo loves you. Thanks for making a difference. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The old
old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, the Fan.
Hey, it's Berm here.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
All right. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up at 4 o'clock. Rapid Fire, 4:30. Game show, 5:30. Timmy tells me it's a final exam quiz. I have no idea what the hell that
is. You want to phone a friend?
That's what it is. I mean, we've had not that many. We only started doing these game shows maybe around the fall. We kind of impromptu slid back into them. And so it won't just be game shows, but previous ones where the topics were at hand. You need to, I hope you've retained that knowledge.
I haven't retained anything.
And anything that could have happened over the life of the show so
far. I have not retained a thing.
Well, it could be a bloodbath then.
Let's go inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Mikey, first of all, are you excited about just the uniform matchup, just seeing Ohio State and the Miami Hurricanes out on the football field together? I know some of the storylines, it's been a long time since we've played. We feel we're the much better football team than this Miami Hurricanes squad. But when you were gone on Friday, we spent the 5:30 segment listening to Paul Keels and Jim Lachey call the final three big plays of the Ohio State-Miami National Championship game. So a lot of memories, I know, will rush to Buckeye fans' minds for this matchup here.
Yeah, but I'm not really thinking about that. I know we go back and we talk about that, but that has no bearing on what we're going to do tomorrow. But as far as the uniform combination,
it's pretty.
I think Miami's got a sweet road uniform, and you can't convince me that the scarlet and gray with the scarlet tops is not the best uniform in college football, because
well,
it is.
That game was famously in the Fiesta Bowl, and so the winner of this game
gets
to the Fiesta Bowl. We've had a lot of players and coaches that have been speaking to the media here. It's berserk. The whole, what am I trying to say? The media schedule. It's different than it is in a normal game week. It's run by the actual bowl. So we actually had some coaches sound today, which a normal Tuesday.
Can I tell you something? No,
would
I
be
hate,
a Ryan Day press conference
I
day.
Hate joint coach press conferences.
They did. They
you,
were up there together
you
today.
Get
you're
nothing
right.
Yep. Except both of them just giving each other hickeys about how wonderful their rosters are.
That's why, for my portion right here, I did not pick from that press conference. So I'm going to go back and we'll listen to some of our great wide receivers, Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. Carnell, you know, we heard from Jeremiah Smith on what his injury situation was. Carnell's going to tell us about his. Oh, my God. Wait, that's Tony.
Tony Romo.
Hang on a second.
Trying to fight a turd?
Carnell Tate on what's been ailing him recently.
I was just feeling a lower body injury that started in Purdue. Not me and the coaching staff and the training staff felt the time off was the best thing to not have that thing linger throughout the postseason. So here I am.
Yeah, that's right, Carnell. Now, Jeremiah Smith, he was a little bit more forthcoming about what exactly his injury was, with that being a quad, and how he wasn't really sure that he was going to be able to play in that Michigan game. And then you saw the performance that he put out there. he would have had to lose a leg to not go out there and play and give his all in that Michigan game. That was just Jeremiah Smith saying that anyway. He updated the fans on his injury status.
Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Over the last couple of weeks, just taking care of my body, getting my body right for a long playoff run. And I was dealing with a quad strain. Was projected to be out 3 to 4 weeks, was not expected to play in a team minor game, but know how to do his best for the team.
So he had to work his way back, and they really needed him in that one. And we've talked before, you could say what you want to say about there's other great players on this Ohio State offense, next man up mentality. There's no replacing guys like Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate this late in the season.
We saw how the offense
looked. You lose them, you're not the same football team.
Without them. I mean, they're two first-round picks when they're eligible. You can't just take them off the football field and have no impact. It's a huge impact.
Little thing that fans have noticed about good, clean quarterback Julian Sain. He's obviously had an unbelievable first go-around here as a freshman. It's as good as a freshman is really going to do as quarterback at a place like this with the pressure that's there. Starting against Texas, you kind of ease your way into that. Important to get that win. And then he sort of stepped on the gas pedal about a month into the season, and then the rest was history. But maybe in a couple of the times where he's been not perfect, holding on to the ball a little bit too much. This was Julian giving his own two cents about that and what he sees in his own eyes.
As a quarterback, you know, you can't be holding on to the ball. I think I was holding on the ball a little bit too long, and, you know, there was some plays that, you know, I was, you know, kind of needed to get the ball out of my hand, and can't be holding on to it and making the offensive line job really hard on them. So I think just an all around as an offense, we didn't execute to our best ability.
I will say, because, you know, I didn't see any kind of look in Julian saying that he wasn't ready for the moment against Indiana, but they didn't win that game. He wasn't at the top of his game. Whether you want
to
say that
it
was
the
short week or not,
game when your offensive line plays like trash.
Mm-hmm. It
all
is.
Right? I know he's not going to say that. He's a good, clean boy. He says, I'm holding the ball too long. Ooh, shucks. I'll work on that. Hello.
Protect a little bit longer, and then maybe I can get to that second or third read.
His pass protection was awful. And when you've consistently had guys in your face all day long, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Julian Sain or you're a wily veteran. You're going to start to get some jitters in that pocket. You're not going to feel safe back there.
One of the biggest things that's been on my mind is just the time. And everybody's talking about it throughout college football with the calendar and how we can maybe compress this. This is not like this in any other sport where you take this much time off in between critical games. Ryan Day on how you keep things fresh in the meantime.
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, it's a significant layoff between your last game when you play this playoff game. So the plan that we have is very well thought out in terms of we have Mick Marotti involved with it, sports science involved with it. Our coaching staff has to understand what the plan is in terms of the preparation leading up to this game. It's very different. You know, when you think about, you know, of all of sports, there's never this layoff in between your last game when you play in the playoffs.
Right.
So to me, it's been attacking that the right way, having a plan, the players and coaches buying into that. Part of it certainly was looking at the regular season, figuring out what the self-scout was, healing up the guys, but then getting themselves primed up and ready to play our best football.
How do I say this? You can say everything. You can talk about trying to, you know, manufacture some intensity or doing some things, cranking up the sound, getting your sports science department involved, having guys wearing the sensors and all that. But it's still a long layoff.
It is.
I don't know until you go out there and get into the football game, and you have to be so careful that you start the football game with the eye of the tiger and you are completely locked in and ready to go. Because if you wait even just a quarter, you can get off schedule and you can make that first game back very, very difficult. And then when you have all the expectations that Ohio State does, that can make things dicey. So I hope we don't see that from the Buckeyes tomorrow.
I made a mistake for the Big Ten championship game. I didn't think the Buckeyes would have that much of a problem with Indiana. You know, turns out I was wrong. And a lot of that was because you were getting beat at the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. But I'll make the mistake again. I'm not scared of the Miami Hurricanes. I'm not. You know, I don't mind the layoff, getting the best guys, the most talented guys on the team healthy to play this game. I don't care that it's at the Cotton Bowl. I just Miami does nothing for me.
Miami,
now watch them go out and lose.
Miami, here's where I'm with you. Miami doesn't do much for me either, but I think I'm a little bit more hesitant than you are just about where our own team is going to be at. How ready for the championship run will they be?
And they're ready, man. Ryan Day's calling plays again.
Yeah,
he's ready.
I know he is, and that's not a knock on their preparation. It's just, I think it's tough to get back into high gear after your first loss of the season. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street, and things are also moving a little slow on southbound 315 between 670 and Rich Street. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get Super Sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but Super Sure. The seismic shift is coming, Super Sure, coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. The outlook was pretty rough. I mean, it was, you know, we had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him. To this date, you know, we are 12 years into this journey, and from day one, we've never once seen a bill. It gave us the peace of mind to know that we're there with our son, and we're going to beat cancer together. Now, he is doing really, really well. He's alive because of what St. Jude has done. He's here because of the doctors who came before, their blood, their sweat, their tears, the knowledge accumulated and shared, you know, with everyone else around the world. This is how we get rid of this, how we help kids beat cancer all over. It's the future.
Together, we will make cures possible for every child everywhere. Learn more at stjude.org.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Air Home Appraisal. After we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Rent more.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Just one more sleep before the Ohio State football team takes on Miami in the Cotton Bowl. This will be the fifth all-time meeting between the two programs. Kickoff on New Year's Eve night is at 7:30. Paul and Jim will have coverage here on The Fan beginning at 6 o'clock. More Ohio State football news today. Quarterback Julian Sand was named the Sean Alexander Freshman of the Year. This award is given to the nation's most outstanding freshman. Sand won the award over Miami wide receiver Malachi Toney, who was also a finalist. NBA news, Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was diagnosed with a hyperextension in his left knee that he suffered last night. The three-time MVP will miss at least the next 4 weeks. And in the NFL, the Colts are expected to start rookie quarterback Riley Leonard Sunday against the Texans, moving Phillip Rivers to the bench. This one's sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a career course to results. Drop weight your first week and every week. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you're here. Now, tomorrow, it's game day, so we have a different schedule. Timmy and I will be here live tomorrow from noon to 2. So cancel your plans. If you're working, quit your job to listen to us. Speaking of quit your job.
What?
It is See You Next Tuesday, hey, with our behind-the-scenes social media gal, Jen Winters.
Hello, friends.
What's going on, Jen?
I am told.
Yes.
That you have some information.
I have breaking news.
Because,
oh my,
I started the show in a very foul mood today because some some group of people,
well,
here at the radio / TV station
just
desecrated our ping pong table.
Just wait.
I want to see the video.
I mean,
though,
the net was just ripped apart. Everything was thrown around. Just no regard for the art of ping pong or anybody else who works here.
Looked like an aisle at the Ross.
Yes, it did.
What it looked like
during a midnight madness sale.
Someone just came in there and threw everything around.
Mindy Dreyer, actually, after reviewing the security cam.
So then what happened was,
So you looked at the security camera.
It was Carlos. That was
Carlos Hyde came in and destroyed the ping pong table.
And he destroyed it. He fell over.
We asked you during the break who it was, and you said, be quiet. I'm going to do it on the show.
So I'm not 100% sure what date this happened, but it was before the group of people left to go to Dallas to cover the Cotton Bowl. Because what has happened...
What happened was
there was a stand-up shot done between Adam and Austin Ward. And then there was a 10 TV cameraman. And they decided they were going to shoot the stand-up in front of our doors that lead into the TV studio that look like you're walking down the tunnel.
Yeah.
At Ohio Stadium. So you see Adam and the cameraman kind of push the table aside to no regard. And it's kind of haphazard. Well, they do their segment. The camera guy kind of tries to fix the TV, not the TV, but the table. And then he goes away. And then Adam comes over to fix it some more, but he gets a phone call and he's trying to put the net up, but he's more interested in the phone call and then he walks away. So that's what happened. It wasn't some massive, like, four-person tournament.
There were four paddles on the table.
So I don't know. I will have to see if my person can get me some more footage.
Somebody was playing doubles on that table.
Right. But that's how that table
became. So long story long, it's Adam King's fault.
It's Adam's fault.
It's always Adam King's fault
and his nubby little fingernails that he can't stop eating.
Funny that he tried to, like... He tried to fix it.
What,
but
with one hand? With
on
one hand? While he's like holding his phone with the other hand?
So he's like trying to fix it and then he just walks away.
Adam King.
But you know what though? Karma came to him because we all saw how terrible he sounded last night in
Dallas. Apparently got a steroid shot.
He needed one. He sounded so bad. Don't be too mad at him because he got his comeuppance and there you go. So hopefully no one messes with the table moving forward.
What do you think, Adam?
I assume that was a picture of your mom.
Well, we got to the bottom of that now, didn't we?
Yep.
Now, what do we do now? What do we have to...
Adam King here with 10 TV.
Boy, that was a great soundbite.
That was really good. Thanks. Would you like to know something else that's going on?
I swallowed it very quickly.
Oh, I don't want to know what it is, but I'm glad he swallowed it quickly.
I'm sorry. I'm just very upset.
No, I understand.
I'm very upset with Adam King.
Somebody coming into your house
because behind the scenes, crapping
all over the place and not cleaning it up.
I actually stick up for this guy.
I know you do.
Behind the scenes. He's almost my mentee.
He's that lovable mentee? Doofus.
Protege?
Pupil? Protege.
Putz?
Whatever. Like, putz is more putz. Fitting.
Whatever.
I don't think a putz is a good thing.
You know, and I stick up for him. You know, he's an idiot, but he's a good-hearted idiot.
He means well.
But you know what? I'm tired of that now. There comes a time where you just have to be a man.
Yeah.
All right? Step up and do the right thing.
I'm sorry.
Okay, because even if you got a phone call in that moment, you're walking past that table 20 more times throughout the course of the day to go back and forth from the TV studio. He seen it, and he did nothing about it.
I'm still a little confused as to how the table got situated that way after this ordeal to which Jen described, where it was left with Adam trying to put the net back up.
They moved it for the live show.
No, I get that. I'm just saying
the cameraman tried to put it back, but didn't do a great job, and he left, and then Adam tried to fix it. I'm freaking telling you, this is what I... Have you seen the footage?
No, I hear what you're saying about the footage. I understand that part. I'm saying what's confusing is afterwards how there were four paddles situated right there, and then the net was still a mess. It almost told me that someone put the net back up and then screwed up the net again after playing some doubles.
Perhaps there was a doubles game before this.
That's what I'm assuming. The net was not affected. But again, I don't have...
But you would have seen that in the video surveillance footage.
But I only got the footage of what had happened to the table.
All right, do you also agree that we should post a footage... Or some a camera.
Oh, sure.
In the bathroom.
No, over here. No, that's a bad idea.
No, it's not for perverted reasons. It's to know who has Rapunzel pubes.
You have good intentions with that, but then you also, people have bad intentions. But I don't have bad intentions.
My bad intentions is to shame people who leave debris all over the seat.
I get it. People need to take account of their surroundings. But they don't do it.
No one cares.
This is just more of a, maybe we should have a town hall meeting and just go over basic bathroom etiquette.
That's the thing, is that when we have these little, you know, meetings for TV and radio, it's always like, here's what we're doing business-wise. I think we need to have one specifically for manners.
Why can't we do that?
For manners?
Toilet etiquette?
Yes.
Toilet etiquette, ping pong etiquette.
I could do a PowerPoint presentation on how to pee
taking
and
Zoom
how to flush
calls
the toilet.
At volume 100 at your desk etiquette.
Or just like leaving a whole brisket in the toilet and not flushing. Like, come
on,
people.
Dom Taberi moving his 401k money around on speakerphone etiquette.
Did you see that day for the markets?
Do me a favor. It was a bad day.
Move half a mil over.
We were all subject to that.
I want to get in the soybean market.
Jen, what else is going on behind the scenes here at the Fan?
So tomorrow we are posting our Fan 2025 Wrapped, kind of in the same vein as Spotify. And we've got our top five YouTube videos, top five most streamed YouTube shows, Facebook posts, engaged Twitter stories, TikTok videos, Instagram.
I think that's the first year we've done that, right?
That's cool.
So I compiled all of that together. And then this does not count any of the minutes spent listening to our podcasts, our shows, you know, when they get posted immediately
this
after the
show's
aired.
This is just YouTube stuff?
So do you know how many millions of minutes there were just with the digital people who spent listening or watching the Fan?
Can you tell
six?
No, like, just guess.
I don't, like, I did. Oh,
it's not six. It's 388 million minutes.
Oh my God.
388
million. Shit. I know. That's what I said.
It's the population of the country.
That's nothing.
So thank you to all of you out there who
have spent the time.
It's a lot of show
devoted to us and to our coverage and everything. And so you'll be able to go and do some clicking on and seeing the stuff like that. So it's really exciting.
It's almost like going live and local all day was a good idea.
Pays off.
What show was the leader?
I don't want to. I don't.
Oh, we can't talk about that?
Well, so
Tim May on it?
So, I will say the number one most streamed YouTube show for the past year was Common Man and T-Bone the day after in the national championship game.
Oh, we were all happy.
We were all very happy.
Very happy. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So you'll see more of that tomorrow.
You're the best.
Hey, I try.
And I want to let you know, I stuck up for you.
Oh, God.
When this guy said that you were the culprit of the Rapunzel pubic hair.
I was like, that's disgusting.
I know.
I am sorry. I came in to do my segment. And I also came in to help you with your game show thing. I'm on vacation, but whatever, dude. I'm going to go back home and do some more work.
See, you got her pissed off at you now.
You made her pissed off.
I did it all. And it was pretty much all my fault.
So tomorrow,
you like it.
Tomorrow I'm technically on vacation, but I'm not. So don't bother me in the morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I got a game
Tim.
To cover. You didn't bother me.
Why would I have to
bother you in the morning, Jen? Jerk. I love you. Sorry, my hands
are
cold.
And?
Hey, I'll see you next year, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Go Bucks.
I swallowed it very quickly.
Thank you, Adam King.
Good Lord.
Be clean in the bathroom.
I'm not even going to use the restroom. I'm just going to go see my parents now. So,
Rothman, your golf game's awful.
Stop it with the Kings.
I'm sorry. He has become your nemesis.
And he doesn't even sound like that now either.
It's enough of King.
He got a steroid shot today.
But does it make his voice sound better?
He's something.
Adam King here.
We have a guy in our in our YouTube chat.
Party, Marvel.
E.T.?
Yeah.
You doing any Peacock games soon?
Oh, I'm doing a Cock all day, baby.
You and Jack Collinsworth?
Yep.
E.T., let's talk some Big Ten basketball. Okay.
A Buckeye quarterback could be on the move. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's on eastbound 70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue. Only the right lane is open and police are on scene, so expect extra slowdown there. And we've got slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming, SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care Plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care Plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Some journeys start small, with small pause and big purpose.
Look how cute you are, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step.
Bella, let's go.
Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows and the path becomes clear. It takes time, patience, and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime.
Hey, good girl, Bella.
You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
The Buckeyes are back in the playoffs, and The Fan and 10TV are back with Chasing the Championship.
Sponsored by Logan Services.
Keep it locked on The Fan, 10TV, and 10TV Plus, your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time, and then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies are expected to return here for tonight as we see some light snow building in across the area here during the overnight hours. A dusting to a half an inch of snow will be possible here for tonight, but a better chance of snow will arrive here for tomorrow for the afternoon and evening here on your New Year's Eve. And in total, we could see a dusting to a couple of inches of snowfall here across central Ohio. Now, the snow will clear out here for your New Year's Day with partly cloudy skies and highs into the 20s, and we are warming up back to the 30s as we look ahead to the weekend. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify Wrapped list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
All right, we officially watched the footage. Timmy and I were privy to the surveillance footage to watch our ping pong table be destroyed. And it was indeed the evil handiwork of Adam King.
Oh my gosh. That was some compelling footage. So I take back what I thought, because after getting to see the film, Jen didn't specify, but all four of those paddles, which were set up in doubles format, were there before this happened and when the table was moved. And
there
King,
was clearly
a good
old-fashioned doubles game.
Mm-hmm.
There were no injuries. There were no damage reports.
Nope.
All right. And then Adam King came and he ruined it all. And I'm so upset with him. I'm upset with myself.
And it was the lackluster effort. He has his phone in one hand, and so the table was slid back to sort of where it originally was after the shoot was done, and I would say the net kind of got skewed. Would that be the best term?
But
it would have needed some fixing.
There's skewed, which we've fixed
right
many times.
One
and
side
then
was still attached.
Obliterated, which is what we walked into.
He came in after the table somewhat got pushed back, and then made the net so much worse than what it was.
And then he just walked away.
And then he just walked away
just
and didn't come
away.
Back.
And I've been told
on the plane and went to Texas.
The timestamp, this happened 1 week ago. This happened last Tuesday. So imagine the people walking past that for almost an entire week. Nobody thinking, you know what? I didn't make this mess. But maybe I should clean it up because I'm a good, decent human.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm part to blame, too, because I looked at that on Friday.
Yeah, you know what? You are.
Yeah.
Because it took me yesterday sending a picture of it to you. You walk past it all the time on Friday.
I should have sent a picture of it to you,
you know what?
On Friday.
King's fine now. Now, you're in my crosshairs. I'm glad you have bed bugs. I hope they crawl up your urethra tonight. I really do.
I don't have the bed bugs.
I hope they go right up your pee hole and lay eggs.
How am I the big problem now?
Because you were there on Friday and didn't even say anything about it.
Well, I...
Don't!
I didn't have
Just
you...
Just take it!
I didn't have you here with me. You didn't fix it either. You sent me a picture yesterday.
But
did you
fix
it?
I acknowledged how ridiculous it was. I wanted to keep it for you. If you had said to me on Friday, look at a picture of this, I'm going to keep it this way until you come in, then we'll fix it together.
All right, Johnny.
I'd be like, all right.
All right.
Take it.
You're right. You're right. That was bad on me to walk by and not do anything and not call it out.
Teddy wasn't here last week. He was a good, clean boy. If you would have walked past that, you just would have left it?
No, I would have fixed it to the best of my ability.
Or at least taken a picture of it, sent it to us to mock whoever was responsible.
I definitely would have done that first, yeah.
That's my mistake. I was here with Jen doing the show on Friday, and I definitely saw that ping pong table in that condition, and I didn't speak up.
Timon!
Hey, you did not speak up.
No, I didn't.
Sorry. I had to run back down here because...
I'm saying I didn't.
Fish, I was like, hey, it was kind of a jar when we were here. You looked at the net and you were like...
I think I didn't want to
This is all new information to me.
And then I said, there's a bunch of savages in this town. And then we just went on with our day.
See, that...
And I know. It's
so annoyed with you right now. because I took a picture of it, sent it to you yesterday. You made no mention that you saw it previously.
Timmy!
Actually, here's the message that I got from Timmy.
No.
I sent him a picture of it. I sent him a picture of it. My comment was, absolute animals working here.
Oh, my God.
Your comment was, Jesus F with 4 exclamation points. That, to me, is a man who's never seen
that
it before.
That is absolutely...
Not someone who came across this disaster on a Friday.
Right, I know!
You!
I know!
You're the problem!
I'm sorry! Please forgive me.
Show's over. Get the fat guy back in here.
Please.
That's it.
You guys had a hell of a run.
That was good.
Good job. Good job out of you guys. Good job.
You, of course, will go back to your original salary.
Coming Friday afternoon.
Go back to your old job.
All right. God bless.
It's done.
It's all done.
It's all finished.
It's all done.
It's all been done.
Woohoo.
It's all been done.
Oh, man, what a joke.
Lincoln Keenholz.
I can't believe I did that.
Was talking to 11 Warriors about the possibility of entering the transfer portal. He says, I've definitely had conversations. I'm not 100% sure, but my goal is to go to the NFL. And in order to do that, you got to play. So I've had conversations with Coach Day, also with Coach Fessler a little bit about it. As he should. Look.
Absolutely he should. I got no problem with
his
that.
His goal is
to
play on Sundays, and you're not going to get there just sitting behind. You know, QB1 here, Julian Sane. He's not leaving. He's not going anywhere. Lincoln Keenholz wants to put stuff on film. And if it's not here, it's going to be someplace else. I don't blame him at all.
No, and Lincoln is ahead. He's well ahead of Julian Sane when it comes to the eligibility clock. So, yes, his biological clock, as Marissa Tomei would do and My Cousin Vinny, it is ticking. So time is running out for Lincoln Keenholz to get to a place and get some football on film.
Hop in the YouTube chat. Go to YouTube, go to 971 The Fan, and we're there. Cass says, Timmy also accused Jen of leaving the pube. He's taking after evil Adam King. That's right. You're doing a lot of deflecting today. Lots. You don't want to admit that you're filthy and have bed bugs. You tried to plant the Rapunzel pube on Jen.
All right, that was just a like quick little throwaway
and you
comment.
You pretended not to know about the ping pong net when you knew all along.
I take ownership of that. I admit the ping pong. The ping pong's the one admission you're going to get. The pubes thing, that was a throwaway comment. That's just giving Jen a hard time. That's just playful. I love Jen. Jen's fantastic. That's all that was.
Jeff Rimmer's middle half.
Bugs? Come on.
Glad Tito took
on
Timmy's putter.
Oh, my God.
I wish, you know what? I wish you didn't get it back. I may go back there, get the putter, beat you to death.
Me just not speaking up about the ping pong now takes my putter away?
Yes.
Now you're okay with people just taking other people's property.
Yeah, I hope Bob Capace comes back here and hits your car again.
Oh, God.
I hope he's got a bulldozer. Him and Jeremy Renner come with a bulldozer.
He's going to rescind the gift certificate, right? It's gonna go back.
Gone. Gift certificate. Mine now. Like Sherry O'Terry. See this? It's mine.
I can't wait until you slip up. You're gonna slip up one of these days.
You'll be waiting a long time.
You are getting.
That's what I tell my wife.
It is gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. Want to know why? Because I have respect for my fellow employee.
Must be nice to be so perfect.
You know what?
All the time.
It's not nice because I'm constantly let down by people that I assumed were my friends. Teddy, are you not just destroyed by this information that Timmy's a liar?
No, I'm not shocked. No.
Teddy.
You saw this all along, didn't you?
Yeah.
Teddy warned me.
Teddy.
When I said, hey, man, we're switching the show. T-Bone's going to go. Timmy's coming in. Oh,
Teddy,
man, I don't recommend that. He's a lying bastard. He's a lying lesbian bastard.
Teddy, please. I mean, I just gave you a gift today.
Yeah. Right? Maybe we're too harsh. We're too harsh on Timmy, maybe. You know?
I like to think about the people's feelings.
He's giving you some plug-ola. Now you have, all of a sudden you're on your side.
Timmy, yeah. Hey, I think we're too harsh on Timmy.
You love plug-ola. Come on.
Rapid fire in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slowdown due to an accident. That's on northbound 270 on that east outer belt after US 33. And there's a couple minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I worked hard to get most of the smut out of my Instagram feed because for a long time, I don't want to disappoint anybody out there because I'm a role model to the kids, but for a long time, Common Man would look at lots of jiggling boobies and things like that.
You don't say.
On the gram.
I would never do that.
A lot
that.
Of that was fed to me by this pervert over here.
It all comes back
That's
to me.
That's right, it does.
Well, you know what?
I worked hard.
You replied, and you seemed to enjoy every
out
bit of it.
Out of the algorithm, my search was good and clean, all that.
Mm.
However, I have discovered a very hot girl who makes pizza in her parents' restaurants.
I like this.
She does jiggling, and she has friends that come, and they jiggle, and they're hot, and they make pizzas. I can't help it, Timmy.
She's jiggling on purpose.
And now the algorithm is
back,
effed again.
Well, you know what? Her friends stop by.
Yeah, stop by.
Yeah.
You know, just randomly.
Hey, nice hat, Daddy.
They always have their stomach showing, too. That's a key to my heart is a good flat stomach.
Stomach.
I wants what I don't have.
What do you think of the pierced navel?
If done properly,
then quite,
on the
quite
correct
good.
Stomach?
On the right stomach.
Yes.
You got to have the right canvas
I'm in favor of that. You see a little pubic bone down there?
Oh, the Mons?
The Mons Venus or whatever?
24 hours of Le Mans? Pubic Le Mans.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
And this one's really one for the books today, isn't it? Rapid Fire number one.
Yes. All right. The Big Ten has three teams in the college football playoff quarterfinals. Now, how many of them will advance to the semifinals?
Were you reading that with pizzazz?
Pizzazz! Final answer!
Sounded like you were.
Out of control!
When you started that up.
I'm going to say all three. All three go.
Two of the three.
It's not the Bukkakes, though. They go.
Yeah, all right. Oregon goes.
Who doesn't go? Oh, Indiana Lucy?
Yeah. I've said this. I'm sticking with that. I don't want to see them lose. I'm just sticking with that. I think it's going to be a tough first game for the Hoosiers.
Rapid fire number
two. Hope I'm wrong.
We all remember the poor record that the Buckeye basketball team has had in the month of January.
You do?
I don't remember.
What will their record be this January? Now they have 9 games. Let me know. What do you think they'll go
They've
in those 9
games? They've got 5 on the road and 4 at home. I know that from looking
at their January schedule
previously.
At Rutgers. Home against Nebraska, 13th ranked Nebraska, by the way.
They're undefeated.
I understand.
They're undefeated.
At Oregon, at Washington, home against UCLA, home against Minnesota, at number 2, Meat Chicken, home against Penn State, at Wisconsin. You know what? They may lose all 9 of these games.
Oh, come on. I'll say
they lose 5 of the 9.
I'll say 5-4. I'll flip it.
All right.
I'll hope that they hold serve. That's the thing. They're probably not going to get Nebraska with what the Huskers are right now. Michigan on the road. You can kiss that one goodbye. That would be an unbelievable win with the state of their program right now. You probably grab a road win that you're not expecting to get, though. So I'll go 5-4.
Rapid fire number 3.
What was your favorite sports moment of 2025?
I mean, is there anything other than Buckeyes win the national championship?
Ever. Yeah.
I mean, what else could there possibly be?
Buckeyes beating Michigan.
I was going to say when Buckeye basketball was going to go to the crown of college hoops and then cooler heads prevail and they decided not to. No, obviously it's Ohio State
As much as I enjoyed beating Scoop Michigan and again and all that, it's winning the Natty.
Bears.
What
win,
Bears?
Bears win a lot of games.
Bears win a lot of games.
Yes.
No, sorry. That does not compare with winning the national championship.
If you didn't hear me, just to boil it down to a specific play, I'd have to say it was Jack Sawyer. To go with a specific moment of the year. That got into January. Of course it did. Yes. Yeah. So it would be Jack Sawyer's scooping Sawyer in the Texas game. Unbelievable.
Rapid fire number 4.
Okay. Could you please give me a too hot sports take for 2026?
Too hot sports take.
I will completely go back on something that I am very, very skeptical of.
What?
I will say the Cincinnati Bengals could find their way back in the Super Bowl next year.
That's very hot.
That's scorching hot because I don't really believe it in my bones. But if you're asking for crazy hot takes, there's one that I'll throw your way.
I'm going to say that the Pittsburgh Steelers win this week. Go to the playoffs, magically win a game in the playoffs. Mike Tomlin gets himself a new contract, and Aaron Rodgers is back for next year, where they will suck so bad they'll be picking in the top 5.
Nice.
There's my too hot sports take for you.
That's
rapid
going
fire
to happen.
Number 5.
All right. When do you guys take down your Christmas decorations, and when is the latest they can remain up?
Mine are down, baby. It's like it never even happened.
I was going to say now.
I've said this before. It's called a Christmas tree, not a New Year's tree.
I asked if I could take them down this past weekend.
You don't ask, you do.
I got shot down. There's 2 people that live there. Well, I mean, there's 3 people that live in our house, but Jack doesn't give a flip. I discuss it with Sarah, and she didn't want to do it, so I guess we're...
So when's the date?
I guess we have to see New Year's Day roll past. She wants it up until New Year's Day.
You just go and ask, and like, oh, if it's not too much trouble, do you think we can take the decorations down
well, it's
today?
Well, it's not like I'm going to agree to having them up in the 3rd week of January.
She goes to work, doesn't she? When she goes to work.
So I'm just supposed
to... take them all down.
I'm supposed to just take them down,
yeah.
Even though she would love to have them up still.
You know this. You've been married for a long time,
it's
just like me.
There's
two things that lead itself to a healthy marriage. Deception and spite.
Arguing about crap that doesn't matter.
That's right.
Like Christmas decorations.
She leaves the house to run an errand. The tree is down. You know what? I thought you said take it down as you were leaving. My mistake. We needed a coffin. We need a tree.
And then we know, of course, she's not going to be able to put the decorations back up because she ain't ever been in the attic in her life.
There you go.
Only I go
up
there.
You can say, well, you can put the tree back up.
How do you think I got bit by all the bugs? Messing around in the attic.
You have bed bugs.
I don't have
bugs. Filthy. I'm done with holiday merriment. Finished with it. It's always, we got to get together with people. We got to do this. We got to see. We don't see these people 364 days out of the year. But for some reason, Christmas time rolls around. We got to see them. Kristen had a friend, had a baby. Oh, we got to see the baby. I barely even know these people. I got to go see their baby.
Okay.
All right. But I give them points.
But it's like Seinfeld, you got to see the baby.
Yeah, pretty much. I give them points because, like me, they are 100% Italian people. And there's just a kinship that you have when you're around FBIs.
Mm-hmm.
Full-blown. Blooded Italians.
Oh, okay. Full-blown. Got it.
full blood, but whatever.
Blown.
And so I was excited. They were going to have a little catered lunch. I was expecting some nice cured meats.
And?
Didn't disappoint.
Okay. Good.
You know, they had a nice little spread for us.
Sargento?
Nah, get out of here with your Sargento.
No, that's too bad.
It's good for the hillbillies.
No. Sargento should have their own bowl game.
The Sargento Bowl?
Yes. Right next to the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Can I finish what I was
saying? Finish the story. Come on.
So I go visit these people. I see their baby that is maybe 2 weeks old. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't be having people in my house and germs and all that, but hey, who am I to say what they're supposed to do? So I walk in there. Baby's 2 to 3 weeks old. I'll give an extra week to it. The baby's got pierced ears.
What?
And this is something that I've had in my entire life. For some reason, Italian... Is it an Italian thing or a Catholic thing?
I grew up Catholic, and I'm not Italian. You, I don't remember girls having, or babies having their ears pierced.
What happens when an Italian woman gives birth? Is they're on the what do they call it, bed? They got their legs up in the stirrups?
The hospital bed? Sure.
And pushed, and finally, this bundle of joy comes out in the world. And as soon as it's even taken its first breath, a woman with a blue vest from Claire's pops out underneath the bed with an ear-piercing gun and pierces the baby's ears.
A woman that looks like Jennifer Connelly from the 80s with a crop cut.
We didn't get Samantha's ears pierced until she was six, and it was like every family gathering, when are you going to get the ears pierced? Almost like she was 45 and they're waiting for her to have a kid.
You know,
she's six.
I'm no source to talk about that, whether it's the Catholic sense, the Italian sense, because I wasn't hanging around a lot of babies back then. So I don't know. I really couldn't say.
You go back and look at my sister's baby pictures. She's, you know, 6 months old, earrings.
I'm in
a sailor suit. For some reason.
We all wore sailor suits, didn't we?
Why?
I was in a sailor suit as a baby. I've seen those photos.
Why do they do it to us?
Why did our glasses suck back then?
Glasses?
Our glasses. Yeah, you're talking about fashion.
Oh.
One of the things that always put me off is I was a glasses wearer from the time I was five. They're the worst. They're terrible.
Just not stylish enough
Jack's
for you?
Jack's glasses are super stylish. He's got the clear glasses, the plastic frames. Everybody's looking like Al Roker out there or Randy Jackson.
Yeah, but
I looked like a nerd. I looked like a bum.
30 years, he'll look back on those glasses and say, what do you got the clear plastic frames for me? I'm not a woman.
Too. It was the Gloria Vanderbilt collection. Put a little chain on the back of those glasses.
May I have some of those, madam?
You got me itching this entire show
with all your
discussion.
You got fleas,
bed bugs,
and you're a disgusting human being.
Like I'm Linus or something.
Linus didn't have it. Pigpen had it.
Pigpen.
You moron.
Linus.
You don't know anything.
Linus had the blanket. Pigpen had blanket. All those lines around him.
This is blanket.
It's blanky.
Wasn't that Michael Jackson's kid's
name?
Being
ignorant.
Blank.
Yeah, blanket.
Hey, Teddy, when does the show start?
I think about 10 minutes from now. Yeah.
All right. What do you want to do next? I got to really piss. I'll go on pube hunt in there. I'll take a picture if I see it.
Oh, there's 15 states in our country that are apparently really stupid.
There's more than 15, buddy.
But there's 15 that we know of that are definitely stupid.
Wait, what direction are they, Mike?
I bet they're in the South.
These are all over.
All right. Timmy will tell us about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's an accident blocking two left lanes and causing a 10-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue. Expected to go slow from the 71 east split. And we have slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's almost football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. We are in the midst of the holiday season, full of hustle and bustle and packed with activity.
You gotta see the baby.
But when your energy is drained, you're not sleeping well, and your hibbity-dibbity drive is nowhere to be found, then maybe it's time. I'm sorry, maybe it's tough to feel festive. I'm not reading this at all. There could be signs of low testosterone. If that's what's going on, this is your season to take action and get treated. It's like I've never seen words before in my entire life.
This is Tri-State, man.
I know. I understand.
This is our life. This is what we're here to do.
Did you know, Timmy, that dudes in their early to mid-30s start to lose 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
I did know. And you know what they do because of that?
They feel listless and lazy.
Yeah, but then they see our friends at Tri-State.
That's right. So if you want to be done with the brain fog and the low libido and all that.
Well, it ain't going to cure that for me. For you.
The brain fog?
Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere for me. No.
Call our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Mike, when was the last time you enjoyed a nice, tasty, frosty Samuel Adams?
It's been a while for the Sam Adams.
Been a minute for me, too.
Yeah, been a while.
But I really enjoy them. I can't tell you there's any good reason why I haven't had a nice frosty Samuel Adams. I like their winter lager. I like the Oktoberfest that they do.
You know what?
All
I'm
the
not
seasonal
too,
brews that they come out with.
I'm an adventurous eater.
Summer ale.
You know, when it comes to wines, I love them. I try them. All of it. But I'm a very simple beer drinker. You know, it's a Miller Lite or a Coors Light.
I get that.
I got an old style back there. As a matter of fact, should we crack open? Old style.
Yeah, let's just start drinking old style.
What's the difference?
No.
What are they going to do to us?
Oh, just wait.
You have to actually come in the office to punish us, don't you?
Right. You know, it's been a long time since I thought about my fantasy of just barricading the doors. I want you guys to think about that as listeners. How long do you think it would take if I just started shouting the F word repeatedly?
Well, Teddy would have to be on the take.
Of course.
Too, because
we'll
if he's not involved, then he's a professional. He dumps you out. Nobody ever hears it.
How long do you think it would be until somebody was able to either remotely switch it off or actually come down here and physically do it? So I guess in my fantasy, we'd have like a little like barricade system of the doors. The doors are heavy and we could like lodge something. Fish is here.
But Fish has no technological expertise.
He'd have to come down physically and do it. So if we had like a little chair wedged and had
I would hold the door closed for you.
But
so he's not getting in.
It'd be, yeah, I guess the control room would matter and this room would matter. But if
this
I just
time
went,
of year,
F, how many Fs would I get out?
When we really have no engineers in the building and the ones that are working remotely are probably half in the bag by now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say a good 4 minutes.
I contend that it's a lot longer than that.
You think so?
If I pick the right day. Because I would also...
Teddy, what do you think?
I would pick a day where Fish is off if I was really going to do it and go down.
It's a lot easier these days with the new Zeta programming because a lot of people can get into the Zeta.
That's true. But
do things to shut it down.
But you have to be Johnny on the spot.
They have to be actually listening and next to a computer.
Yeah, it still has to have people, you know, communicate with other people and get it done. So it takes some time.
Even 4 minutes, though.
Our head engineer, Greg Armstrong, I've worked with this guy for 22 years. I don't think he's listened to 5 minutes of the show.
I don't think Greg would get on it. Someone would have to tell Greg. And then it might be another 5 minutes.
He's listening to like T100 or something right now.
I think it could be at least a segment. I think it'd be a full segment. How many?
We could really do some damage.
How many F words could you fit in to 11 minutes of radio?
We'd run out of breath.
F.
You have to switch to a different word.
It'd be 700 Fs. Would just fill in all the other filthy words. Just do the George Carlin routine. Just
would that
back
really
and forth.
Be the best use of our time? Should we just tell horrible stories? Just filth.
What stories?
Just filth stories.
We talking just extreme sexual stories? Is that what we're talking about?
It can be anything you want.
Anything at all. Just always these.
Your
are the
midnight adventure with the sheep?
me and the lamb?
We talk about the...
So
you like the veal?
I was thinking of mutton, all right?
Okay.
Good old mutton.
All right, Johnny.
So we got off on a tangent there about Samuel Adams beer. So Samuel Adams is unveiling a beer that would make our old boss String Bean's head just pop right off of his body with the ABV count. That's the volume count.
Alcohol by volume. There you go, Timmy.
You got that?
I helped you out.
30% ABV.
30%? My God.
It's called Utopias 2025, a barrel-aged extreme beer that they released earlier in the fall. And this has been banned now in 15 states. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, South, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, so kind of all over the place, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, that's no surprise, Vermont, West Virginia.
But why?
Why what?
Why is it banned?
You're
selling like 100-proof alcohol in the stores.
I agree. And look, it's not as if they're going to tell you that you drink the whole entire bottle. They don't suggest that. It comes in a 24.5-ounce ceramic bottle. So it's a very like specialized, you know, memorable type of thing. And they go for about $240. So these are not cheap things. They're like a collector's item too. And you're supposed to take 1 to 2 ounces. It's 30 ABV. Of course you can't just house the whole entire thing. You'll be drunk as a skunk. But yeah, when you're able to sell whiskey, vodka, any kind of liquor, that's what, 100 proof? You're talking 50% alcohol by volume? I don't understand why we're even banning this at all. Wisconsin's not doing it.
We could buy it here, though, right?
Ohio's not banning it. Yeah, you can buy it here.
All right, good.
So go enjoy.
Let's buy some.
That's too strong for me.
Kevin McGuff?
Yeah. Yes.
Give some to him.
You could. It's a
just
gift.
Parked in my lawn.
You.
Tyler Danberg.
Now, why are you just saying Tyler's name?
Because Tyler does the women's basketball play-by-play. Maybe he goes up to Coach McGuff and he poses this question. Hey, Coach, I heard about this new beer. Mess you up? Would you like some?
That's all. No, he wouldn't.
Hey, you know what?
I wouldn't like
that. Coach McGuff, you don't want to be shamed? Don't drive drunk and end up on your lawn.
Yeah.
And we won't shame you.
No game suspensions for that. That was wild.
Don't even get me started. I gave you a weird stat about the Packers yesterday. I have perhaps an even weirder stat today. I'll share it with you next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
You're going to hit some slowdown due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of southbound 270 on the east outer bell at 33. And there's a couple minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming, SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Just one more day before the Ohio State football team takes on Miami in the Cotton Bowl. This will be the fifth all-time meeting between the two programs. Head coach Ryan Day spoke today on playing aggressive in the Cotton Bowl while also being efficient.
We have to continue to be who we are and be aggressive, but at the same time, we have to understand what we're up against and our opponents. So we got to be on our game. You know, we also need to make sure that, you know, we understand, you know, what we're up against, and that'll be everybody involved with it.
Kickoff on New Year's Eve is at 7:30. More Ohio State football news today. Quarterback Julian Sayin was named the Sean Alexander Freshman of the Year. This award is given to the nation's most outstanding freshman. Sayin won the award over Miami wide receiver Malachi Toney, who was also a finalist. NBA news, three-time MVP Nikola Jokic was diagnosed today with a hyperextension in his left knee that he suffered last night. He will be sidelined for at least the next 4 weeks. Breaking sports news, what happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They refer to each other as stupid, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Rhyme time, you were flying through that, buddy.
He got you in the end, though.
Just a little bit, but he was pretty focused.
Yeah, almost. We got him in the final 10 seconds.
He's a good clean boy. He didn't have bed bugs like you.
I don't have bed bugs.
You have bed bugs. Or fleas.
I'm sorry for sharing some information. I thought I would get some sympathy, but apparently I was wrong.
I gave you a stat yesterday that the Green Bay Packers have had three games this season in which they have not punted, and they've lost all of them. Was that not craziest thing in the world?
Were the Packers also the team, because I know they had the... God, why am I blanking who they just played?
They played the Ravens.
Baltimore, right. And Baltimore came in and smacked them around a little bit. Derrick Henry was insane in that game. One of his best games as a pro. I think it was that same team, and that adds up with that stat, where they flashed on the screen and said that was their first punt this month. Like, first punt December.
They didn't punt last week.
Right.
Against the Ravens, they didn't punt at all.
Right. It's crazy. It's not a lot of punting.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think the ticks that are biting you are starting to infect your brain.
What are you talking?
Nothing. So here's another stat for you. So Packers have had three games this year. They lost all of them, but they didn't punt in the game. The Eagles are the first team since the 87 Patriots to have two games where they've completed zero passes in the second half of those games, and they've won both of them.
Yeah.
Last week against Buffalo, Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass. And against the Buccaneers earlier in the season, he didn't complete a pass in the second half, and they won both those games.
They are a weird team, and that's why they're kind of hard to put your finger around or on when you look at what they are offensively, and A.J. Brown is pissed off half the season.
Put your finger around it, Teddy?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Hook it.
Just gonna hook it around. Just gonna hook it around.
Wendy's is offering a junior bacon cheeseburger at JBC.
Well, we're just flying through them now, aren't we?
What are you doing? Stay on hooker for a while? Put your finger on it, around it, in it. What's the difference?
Got a JBC.
JBC.
Are we gonna go out right now and get some?
Why not? It's dinner
5
time.
5 o'clock.
What does that mean?
I'm saying that it's time to eat burgers.
That's right. They're offering a junior bacon cheeseburger for a penny in the app today. With another purchase. This grinds my gears on a couple different levels. First of all, we should have specials like this more often. It shouldn't just be a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing.
It's a great special.
Once-in-a-lifetime.
We do this for National Hamburger Day, National Cheeseburger Day.
They're too few and far between.
They always offer the buy something, get a double cheeseburger for a cent or something like that.
Also,
Wendy's done this.
Are you really going to charge me a penny? Are you charge me a penny?
Why not free?
Right, just give it free.
Just free.
What are we doing?
Especially if we have to buy an
give
item.
A penny. Also, with the JBC, it's especially prevalent with the JBC and the spiced chicken sandwich. The switch to shredded lettuce is a crime.
We've talked about this.
I know. They need the leaf lettuce back. Wendy's has always been a leaf lettuce type of place. They're ignoring their roots.
Somebody either got in our YouTube chat the last time we brought this up, or they may have sent us an email. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. That's the email address if you want to get at us with anything at all. And someone said that they had an inside track at corporate, and they were going to start taking that up the chain. So we shall see. I would think that's the type of thing where if enough fan noise gets at them, they would go back.
But see, this
that they would understand that that's a pretty key thing for people.
In these big corporations, and I'm sure Wendy's is not the only one, you have these problems at McDonald's and Taco Bell, too, at their headquarters. We just happen to have Wendy's headquartered here. Is that you have a bunch of people who don't really care that much about the product making decisions about the product.
That's not good.
Like, you probably have the suits on the higher up and say, well, you know, if we switch to the shredded lettuce, we can actually save so-and-so cents per burger. Let's just do that. Who cares? Lettuce is lettuce. No, lettuce is not lettuce. It's a whole texture thing with the leaf as opposed to the shredded.
Absolutely.
It ruins the whole experience,
and
Wendy.
It's iconic when it comes to the makeup of your hamburger. You wouldn't switch off of the square-shaped patties at this stage,
square,
would you?
Round, what's the difference?
No, I mean, you can't. I can't believe you would say that. It's just the way that it is. That's one of those things that you do keep doing because you've always done it that way. That's your standard. That's your staple. It's probably a lot cheaper to not do it that way.
A couple comments from the chat. Says the shredded lettuce is easier to get because the lettuce doesn't have to be top tier lettuce. Yeah, I understand that. It's probably cheaper. And then Thai Guy says, question for Common Man. What if McDonald's went to a leaf lettuce instead of the shredded? Well, that would be just horrible. Be horrible. If you gave me a Big Mac with a leaf lettuce, no, it doesn't belong. I'm not anti-shredded lettuce. But you haven't been feeding us that for the last 60 years.
Has any McDonald's burger ever done leaf lettuce? Like the
McDLT.
The McDLT, that's the Costanza one.
What keep about, the what cold about toppings the, cold, the hot toppings hot.
I swear the Big and Tasty had a leaf lettuce.
You may be right.
So why would they have different types? I guess, what's the difference? That's not that hard of a thing to do. You have some sandwiches that have shredded, some that have the leaf lettuce.
Yeah, why can't options, we have a variety?
You can have a variety. Especially when it comes to the spicy chicken sandwich. Does the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's not have leaf lettuce?
Not
right
anymore.
Now in its modern
no,
form.
No, it's shredded.
That's the weirdest one.
I know
I've had a spicy chicken sandwich in the last year. I guess I just didn't realize it or file it away.
Much like you didn't realize the ping pong table?
Just like that.
And that you have bed bugs crawling in your urethra?
They ain't my urethra.
It ain't my urethra.
It ain't in there.
Tiger turns 50 today. Happy birthday to Tiger. This means he is officially eligible for the Don't Call It Senior Tour. It's the Champions Tour.
I love how we're going to make a thing out of Tiger being 50 and he's eligible for this tour. He's had so many thoughts about this throughout his career. He's not going to play all the events on the Champions Tour. The guy can't even play a regular golf tournament anyway. And even if he had his health, he would still play with the younger guys. He's not going to be doing the Bernhard Langer thing. Much respect to him. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, he obviously
at that level.
He can't compete on the regular tour, even when he becomes healthy. I'm air quotes on healthy.
Right. I think all he's going to be doing is
so you go to the senior
trying
tour,
to play in some of the major
maybe
championships.
Maybe you got a shot. You're playing against guys that wear diapers. Some of them.
Chichi Rodriguez still out there?
Chichi.
He's gone. I think he died like 4 or 5 years ago.
I gotta look.
Did you see in the story where the Senior Open is next year, right?
It's here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mirrorfield Village.
No, it's not.
No, it's not Mirrorfield Village.
Where is it?
It's, isn't it?
Scioto.
Scioto.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. They've had some major championships there before.
Could you imagine that? If Tiger was healthy and was playing in
right,
that?
I mean, that's right down the street.
Yeah.
Chichi Rodriguez died last year, August 8th, 2024. He was 88.
Think he was good buddies with Jack?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He and, you know, Trevino.
Chichi was an icon.
Eulogy at his funeral.
Do you have some good stories about Chi-Chi?
Absolutely.
The way he used to do that little dance.
Yeah, the sword.
Do the Zorro dance with his putter and then sheath it when he was done.
Who hasn't done that?
I had never met a Puerto Rican before I met Chi-Chi.
But you liked him, right?
Oh, he was great. He was wonderful.
Fun guy.
Served me some plantains.
Chi-Chi did?
Oh, Chi-Chi would put it in the mofongo and really smash up that plantain. Delicious.
You don't remember Chi-Chi at all, do you, Jack?
I don't even know who I am.
But you got your name back, didn't you?
Timmy is very angry about something today. Full disclosure, I have no idea what this is. He just told me, give me a segment. So I'm giving him a segment coming up next. And an epic game five is going to go on. Winner take all.
You turn the surveillance footage on.
See, now I can't play.
Oh, well.
Yeah, people watching me, I can't play.
That's how it goes. You do the show, people listen. Play ping pong, people might watch.
Stop scratching yourself, you hillbilly.
You're making me itchy.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt between 315 and 71. And there's a couple minute hold up on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super Sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
They love the pie. We always assume it's a meat pie, right?
We love pie, though. Like, this is a pro-pie program.
Anytime we have pie with Mike Brown, I always assume it's a meat pie.
Bishop and Friends. Sponsored by Diamond Cellar.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hello, it's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies are expected to return here for tonight, along with some light snow after midnight. We could see a dusting to a half an inch of snowfall here for the overnight hours. Now, a better chance of snow will arrive here as we head into tomorrow, mainly for the afternoon and evening here on your New Year's Eve. And in total, we could see a dusting to a couple of inches of snowfall here as we go through the next 24 to 36 hours. Now, the snow will clear out here for your New Year's Day with highs into the 20s, and we are warming up back to the 30s here as we look ahead to the weekend. And that's a look at your 10 Weather Impact Forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
We got a game show coming up at 5:30. Mikey, this is going to be your final exam for 2025.
I'm not good at this stuff. I'm not good at retention.
You say you're not good at every quiz we go into. You say you're not going to be good at it. But I'm only picking things that I think you're going to be pretty good at. So don't worry. Now, here's the thing where I'm getting a little bit upset. I almost got angry at this today.
Well, that never happens.
No, not with a guy
like
me.
You're an even-keeled boy.
I'm not passive. I'm not going to go out there and, you know, be overly sarcastic about something. Never. Not me. So you're aware of this situation that's been going on now in college basketball where there's been a couple of cases where G League players yeah. have come back.
We talked about this yesterday.
And they've been eligible in college basketball.
Where you have a dude that was drafted in the first round now has committed to Baylor.
So it's on that subject. So we don't need to go over that whole thing. You guys can look up that story about the Baylor commit now, who was a first-round draft pick. But I understand how some of the analysts out there are maybe a little confused at the confusion. I can understand that to an extent where, look, there's always been some sense professional players, lower tier international professional players that can still come here to the States and play college basketball.
Wasn't that Boban with Jim O'Brien, Boban Savovic?
Continue to go on. There's lots of international students. I mean, just take a look at what Illinois is doing. Their entire roster, it's the Balkans boys. It's all they have. Ivicic.
I come to Champaign.
Stojakovic. Marinovic. That's
what
all you have.
What there to do in Champaign?
We play basket.
We play with peach ball.
We shoot the basket. That's what they do. So my problem is not there, but when you start having coaches, did you see Matt Painter at all for Purdue?
No.
Where he was
I saw
with
Tom Izzo was ranting and raving about it.
And you know what? Izzo is an elder statesman of the game where, for me, he's got carte blanche to have whatever kind of opinion he wants about the game and the state of college basketball because he cares. Now, when it comes to Matt Painter, he's also been around a long, long time. He has done some things, everything but just win the national championship. He had 3 minutes at his press conference. You guys should watch it if you care about the subject, where he's just all he's wanting is some clarity. He's not even upset that, you know, Scott Drew at Baylor was able to get this done. He would just like to know. And when I saw the statement before there was an update here just today, but before there was an update, Jeff Goodman of the Field of 68 reached out to see, like, well, Matt Painter was talking all this stuff, would like some answers. And this gobbledygook that the NCAA put together, this, oh, we don't know what we're doing. Schools are recruiting and seeking eligibility for individuals with more international, semi-pro, and pro experience than ever before. And while the NCAA members have updated many rules, more rules must likely be updated to reflect the choices member schools are making. And the NCAA has been invalidated by judges all over the country, wreaking havoc on the system and leading to fewer opportunities for high school students, which is why, blah, 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 the association is asking for Congress to intervene in these challenges. Oh, please, please, somebody come and do this work for us because we can't find our way out of a brown paper bag. We can't make any kind of decisions.
We created this system.
This is our problem.
That will not hold up in any legal court of law.
It's just I can't stand the lack of accountability. The money that you have at your disposal just with the NCAA tournament alone, we already see what's happening with football. Everybody is wanting to get as far away from the NCAA as humanly possible, and I'm sure college basketball would love to do the same exact thing. I think they would all willingly go into a structure that has some more rules and some more bones around it. I just laughed out loud. And then Charlie Baker today, the prez, is trying to kind of backtrack. And
they have
he's
no
even talking
power.
Out of two sides of his mouth.
They
even
have
after that
no
statement.
Power to enforce anything. The coaches know it, and they're calling the bluff.
And that's why someone like Scott Drew is going to go out there and look if there's loopholes.
Scott Drew is paid to win basketball games. And Simple as that.
And now this week, the flavor of the week is we're focusing on because the semester's coming to an end where this has also been a thing that people have used. Schools have used it where you get a transfer that comes in mid-year. And because of the academic calendar,
you'll
be eligible to go once January starts back up, once you get into your conference season. And people are, you know, complaining about how that takes spots away from students that have already been putting their time in. Coach Calipari has been very outspoken about the system going on right now and some things that could be done.
And that's rich.
He's right, though. The one thing that's tough when you see who is the player that AJ Store, remember he was at Wisconsin? He transferred to KU, was way, way worse 1 year with the Jayhawks. He transferred again. I can't even tell you where he is. He was at St. John's, then he was at Wisconsin, then he was at KU,
That's
then
the
he transferred
Towns
again.
Plan.
Not just that. You go back and track AJ Storr, this type of mindset starts to infiltrate at the amateur level. Well, I mean, college basketball is still technically amateur, but it's professionalized. He was at 8 schools in 8 years, if you track what his high school and prep school was. Who wants to do it that way? I don't know. I know NIL and you're trying to make money while you can. You don't maybe know what your NBA career is going to be, but why would you want
I understand
do that
all of
by
that,
choice?
But I asked this question to Joshua Perry yesterday. Ultimately, you know, the coaches are very upset about all of this, but ultimately, do the fans care? When you go to a college basketball game, do you care if this guy's played at 8 different schools, or do you care if he's helping your team that year win a game?
I actually do care a little bit. I care about a guy like Bruce Thornton. I think everyone as a Buckeye basketball fan would agree. I think they would say that they
absolutely
feel a certain type of
but
connection to
him. He's almost a unicorn in this game.
He absolutely is. And so I think the question is, when you sort this out, what types of things can you do where players still have their rights, but there's incentive to just stay with the program that they're at? That, I think, is what you're looking for. College basketball can clearly be a very profitable venture if you do this the right way with some of the bigger budget programs out there that are willing to pay. You can get these guys lots of money, and then they can get a great education as well. I think that has to be the part. You've got to want that education, you know? Like, there could be some type of deal maybe where if you don't really want
to
go to school, then maybe you play for the basketball team. But this is here. This is a great opportunity to get your education while you're here right now. Some people don't look at it that way. I know I would. And I know if my son was doing it, I would certainly persuade him to take the degree seriously while you're there. You may as well.
Oh, you're talking about Purdue. And I was thinking, was there a guy in between Gene Cady and Matt Painter? The answer is no. Matt Painter's been there for a long time. He's been there since 2005.
Right. Yeah.
And then Gene Cady was there forever.
He was there at least 25 years, right?
But he's not 80? Their longest tenured head coach. Gene Cady was there from 80 to 2005.
Cady's not the longest?
25 years. No. Back in the teens, they had a guy named Piggy Lambert.
Oh, Piggy.
Piggy
Jack's,
Lambert.
Jack's dad.
Was the head coach in 1916, and he went to 1946.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, what was...
good old Piggy.
What was one of your boys at DePaul? I know they had the father-son combo.
There was Ray Meyer.
Ray Meyer
was the dad, and then Joey Meyer was the son.
I think Ray might have been there for 45 years. It was some...
And now Chris Holtman's there, and he'll be there for 45 years.
The one impressive stat for me, talking college basketball and coaching tenures, Kansas basketball is still on coach number 8 in their history.
That is wild.
8 coaches in
they're
120
like
some years. And they started with the guy that invented the sport. That's pretty cool. They are like the Steelers in that regard.
Yeah, really, just 8, huh?
8 coaches. How many do you think Buckeye basketball has? 25?
I don't know.
Or just a typical normal program?
But you know what?
I think North Carolina's got double that at least.
I'm going to find out.
We could easily
find out
in
Teddy,
the Google.
Teddy, find that out.
You know time it
how, many, how many Buckeye basketball coaches have there been over the history of the program? And how many women's coaches get drunk and park on their lawn? One. What's the matter? I can't say
Tyler Danberg.
I can't. No, he's good and clean. He's your designated driver. Is what he is.
No, he did it. It did really sort of didn't get talked about a
game
lot.
Game show in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on northbound 270 on the Eastounder Belt after US 33. And watch for a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 71 on the north side at Polaris Parkway. Police are on scene there, causing some extra holdup. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I got the answer on that. I'm surprised. 16. Jake Diebler is the 16th coach in Ohio State men's basketball history. For reference there, North Carolina, the big, the bad, the North Carolina Tar Heels, best program of all time. Right, Reimer? Right? They have had 19 coaches.
Yeah.
And they started.
We're better than North Carolina.
Better
than
UNC.
Can I have their titles?
Yeah.
We have their titles now.
The success and the wins and the tournaments.
I don't care.
All that good stuff.
I want the fewest amount of coaches. We have less coaches than North Carolina in history.
John. It was just a stat, okay?
No, it's an interesting stat.
Okay.
I like it. You ready for gaming?
Are you ready for gaming? I don't know if this works to start up the game show.
I'm just going to start it up for you. It's Timmy time.
It's Timmy time. It's time for the show. All right, so this is what we're doing. This is your 2025 final exam. We've got some compilations from different game show subjects that we've already done or topics and discussion from the show. I hope you were paying attention in class.
I forget everything. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. We had a fast food game show this year. Let's see if you can remember this one. In the movie Pulp Fiction, there's a pretty memorable scene revolving around hamburgers. In that scene where Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta, they're the hitmen. They go to visit someone, one of Marcellus Wallace's associates. Jackson's intimidation tactic is to grill a young man over where he ordered his hamburger. He even mentioned McDonald's, Wendy's, and Jack in the Box. But what fictitious Hawaiian burger joint did this man order his burger from? Is that Big Kahuna Burger, Son of a Bun, or Maui Joe's?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger.
Check out the big brain on bread. You're a smart mother. That's right.
Very good. Good job.
All right.
Here's a fast food follow-up. What national outfit did you recently claim you wanted to take over the entire operation?
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
And you know what?
Yes.
I may have to take over Wendy's, too, because they don't know what to do with lettuce. Stop with the shredded. I don't care if you're saving a penny per sandwich. Go back to the leaf. Ryan right. Leaf.
Here's one. Last word is the first word. We've done some of these ones before, so pay very attention here.
Yeah, I hate the riddle ones.
I like the riddle
ones. It's bad for a dyslexic person like me.
No, but you're good with these. Okay, so listen. Last word is going to be the first word here. So three words in this answer. It's the place where you pack pastrami high on the patty and the place where Mikey visits once every 5 years just to make sure.
Crown Burger King.
Yeah, very good. For people that don't know, Crown Burgers is a popular chain in northern Utah. I used to go there with the Whites, with my neighbors.
I know that's their last name, but every single time you say it.
They wouldn't eat with me.
I didn't go with the Blacks. I went with the Whites.
Not going in there with you.
By the way, why have we not adopted that more? Like a griddled, almost crispy pastrami on a cheeseburger. It's delicious.
I mean, we do so much with bacon. Right?
I know.
And have you ever had I mentioned Big Kahuna Burger. There was a joint when I was living in Raleigh, and I've never really come across these too many spots. But if you are a local burger joint, I would love to see you do more of your takes on a Hawaiian burger. Put a little pineapple slice and some sweet ham with maybe like a teriyaki drizzle with some melted cheese.
You know who used to do that?
That is good.
I don't know if they still do. Red Robin had a teriyaki burger.
Did they?
Yeah.
So did they have a little ham on it?
It wasn't ham. It was just pineapple.
I want a second meat, though. Like something, because we're talking about the pastrami.
Additional
so a
meat.
Little thin sliced ham
what
piled
about,
on it.
What about, if we're talking Hawaiian now, what about a little griddled piece of Spam on
that
top
too.
Of that burger?
That too.
Ooh,
I was just I was just watching someone's Instagram feed. I think it was the Step Out Columbus dude who was at a place here in town that had a slice of Spam on the burger. I'll have to check that out again. All right, let's go. A celebrity question. Ooh, it's Jen Winters.
Hi, Mikey. Recently on the show, you guys were acting like a couple of dorks, and you were singing and dancing to Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, or as Timmy likes to call it, Tub Thumper. In the song, frontman Dunstan Bruce sings about taking many different types of drinks in the song. Name those type of drinks.
Okay.
Okay. Jenny, go pee pee now.
Sorry, Jen. Okay, wait. Let me help you. Let me help you kind of get to
Hold
the point.
I'm going
to. I will. This might help you. Just right. listen to the clip and then might get the noodle going.
He takes a whiskey drink. He takes a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink.
Hold on a second. Yes. Whiskey, vodka, lager, cider. Yes.
He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times.
Oh, Danny boy.
Too hot.
Danny boy.
Too hot.
Oh, no. What the heck happened there?
I don't know.
Very good. That's good. All right. You got that one. You knocked that one out of the park. We also had a Gen Z slang quiz.
I did horribly
Remember
at this
one?
Yes,
no,
I was
no, no.
terrible
we
at it.
We tried to better familiarize ourselves with the youngins. So here we go. Your term is chopped. Give me its meanings after hearing these examples. Is this used to describe something very ugly, possibly fugly, like, man, have you seen Timmy's face lately with that giant melanoma? Dude is chopped. I wouldn't touch him if I was the huzz. Does it mean awesome? Like Mikey says, his Chipotle burrito bowl is absolutely chopped today. Or is it a social status that someone achieves when they continually steal someone's girl? Teddy is so drippy right now. He just stole Mikey's girl last week. He's literally chopped. What do you think it means?
I'm going to say it's not that one.
It's not
right,
the
so
last
cross,
one.
So cross the third one off the list.
It's not the third one.
What was the first one again?
First one means very ugly, possibly fugly.
I'll go with that one.
Yeah!
Baby!
Chopped, man. You do not want to be chopped.
Hi.
All right. We had a Seinfeld quiz, and we know you're close to master status. However, this one pertains not just to Seinfeld, but to a recurring segment of this show throughout football season. So listen to the following Costanza clips and tell me which one has been played the most in the final walkthrough, okay? Okay.
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
All right, and one more.
All right.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts!
I lied. Two more.
I would like to dip my bald head in oil and rub it all over your body.
That's a good one. I like that one. I don't think we play that a lot. And this one.
Dear God!
I'm going to guess that one has been used the most.
Dear God!
It's so universal. You can throw it in anywhere.
Yes. Dear God has been in minimum three final walkthroughs. Just for good measure.
Dear God!
It'll probably be in tomorrow's
By the way, we're doing a special final walkthrough tomorrow. We are on at a special time, noon to 2 tomorrow. Don't miss it. We're going to screw up Rothman and Ice's show so bad, they won't even come back to it.
Oh, so bad. Okay. Do you remember when we did a 90s rock music quiz? This might have been the first one, or I did more of the sound bites and did some of the special questions. So you knocked one out of the park about Dave Matthews Band. So this is another one of my favorite DMB songs of all time, off of the album Crash. I'd like you to complete the lyrics to the clip of this song. Just listen, all right. Listen to this and just try to say the next part.
In my heaven is a nice house in the sky.
I got central heating and I'm all right.
Oh, yeah.
I got central heating and I'm all right.
All right, all right. Now.
Yeah.
See if you can See, this is the one I think. Yeah, you did a good job. I had a second part to that song, but
good job,
when my fingers slipped, it deleted the clip. So,
good job.
One of the more off-the-wall hours of radio we did this year had to do with TV sitcom theme songs.
All right.
We went round and round and tried to sing just about as many as we could remember. So, I stop on this one, Family Matters. Listen to the beginning of this and see if you can continue it for a little bit.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Mama, my mama,
love and tradition.
Land of Oz. Some people say it's even hotter.
Close. Love and tradition in the grand design.
See, it was not a
Some
huge
people say it's
Family
even
Matters watcher.
To find.
What's this next part go like?
Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls.
Gentle walls?
Gentle walls. All I see is the power of B. Real love bursting out of every seam.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Oh, that's good.
That's the same guy who did the Full House one, right?
I believe so.
And that guy was just raking it in.
Oh, my God. So much.
How many more do you have?
We can do a couple more after
the
break.
Take a break.
Yeah. You've done very, very well. So far. That Family Matters was the only one that you struggled on. That was it.
I didn't get any other wrong.
No.
All right.
No. Perfect. Up until that.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slow traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. There's also slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Your family might not listen to you, but we will. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
You're welcome.
Chronic pain.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. Want to hear something funny? Too bad. Want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tonight, 6 o'clock, it is the Cotton Bowl Preview Show, live from Dallas. Skip Mossick, Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, special guests, interviews, all of that. I don't know why we just don't call it Buckeye Roundtable, because that's what it is. It is the Cotton Bowl Preview Show. Also, tomorrow, Fishy just handed me the plug sheet. Maybe you're saying, I know the lineup, you don't have to tell me. No, but tomorrow's different, because it's game day. So T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 to 9, as they always are. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, as they always are. And this is where it gets nuts, because Timmy and I will be here.
Let's get
from
nuts.
From noon to 2. Noon to 2, and then pregame show coverage starts at 2 o'clock with Matty Ice, DeVere Posey, and Dane Sonsenbacher. Kick time about 7:30.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good, but then again, I felt good about the Big Ten championship game, and then look what happened.
Like I said before, I don't feel that afraid about Miami. It's just more about Ohio State. I think this has been most of the season, right? It's been about you, not about your opponent, but what are you going to do? How are you going to build? How are you going to improve week to week? And I think that's what it's about for me for this one, that you're the more talented team by a long shot. What kind of performance are you going to put on paper?
I'm not saying this is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But as wonderful as it was to get back on the winning track against Michigan, if the Buckeyes go out there tomorrow night and lose, this season has been a failure.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I do. You can't end the season with two straight losses.
No, two straight losses. You didn't win the Big Ten.
It'd be really disappointing.
You were the number one or number two team for pretty much the entire season.
At least you got the Michigan win scratched off, and it was on the road.
I'm not
you got
minimizing
your title last
that.
Year. At least you'd have that. But no, you're right. I don't know if I'd deem it a failure, but it's an incredible disappointment for sure.
All right, a couple more game show questions.
All right, Mike, we've had seances, we've spoken to AI versions of our friends, we've also just been able to get access to cool things. A lot of it is centered on this book that our friend Jeff Rimmer is writing about his career in broadcasting. He told a very specific story about getting into a fight with Pete Rose when he was covering the Montreal Expos back in the day. Let me play a quick clip for this, then a question.
I never thought it would actually get physical. As he lunged at me, I moved away at the last second. He missed hitting me, but succeeded in ripping off the buttons of my team-issued and very free Expos windbreaker. A bunch of guys ran over, trying to stop things from getting out of hand.
All right, so during that fight, which former Expo helped break it up, apparently fully nude? Was it Andre Dawson, Tim Raines, Terry Francona? Ooh. Or Gary Carter?
No, it was Gary Carter.
Okay.
And his huge dong.
Let's listen. Let's see. Right.
Gary Carter was fully nude, his schlong dangling as he tried to separate us. It was at that moment, Pete jumped up and tried to grab my nose. Little did he know, he was actually tugging on Gary Carter's surprisingly impressive dong. Gary screamed in pain. That was my cue to exit stage left. Andre Dawson led me into the manager's office, where I managed to hide out until things calmed down.
So Andre was there, but he wasn't naked.
He wasn't nude. Right. Gary Carter
was nude.
And it was dangling.
Yes.
Big old dangly ones.
Mopping the floor with it.
Now we had a jingles and advertising themed quiz about a month ago. And this was one that you missed. So I want to give you another shot where I played clips. I played a clip and then wanted to see if you could guess what the product or what the song is. Here you go.
I'm not going to make this mistake again.
Give it a second.
Like a rock!
Like a rock!
Oh, like a rock!
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
I was humiliated that I didn't know it. Even I went home, and I it was like the one day that Kristen listened to the show and was like, how did you not get like a rock?
It's great. Now I ask you, the better car commercial jingle, is it that? Or is it... No. I'm talking like a real song. John Mellencamp, when he did the My Country or Our Country. Remember, he did that for years.
Did he do Chevy as well?
Was that Chevy that did that?
Did he pick up Chevy after Like a Rock was done? You'd have to sing. You'd have to hum that tune. Little Diddy.
No, see, now you're confusing me.
You
have that in my head now.
Sucking on Ted Dog as hard to taste free.
We got to go. We got to heart out.
What's time?
We got to go. 5405.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We got to go live to Dallas. Skip Mossick's going to kill us if we eat into his time.
And did you know what this one was?
I got to go. Cotton Bowl Preview Show is next. See you tomorrow at noon. Noon! Common Man and Timmy.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some hold up due to a crash that's on northbound 270 on the east outer belt after US 33. And things are a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.